message to our fans, to our players, to our coaches, to everyone in this organization is our foot's always going to be on the gas. We're always trying to win. We're always going to try to put our best foot forward. And what we can do now is try to do that for this season and this moment. And that's what we're going to do, and that's our responsibility.
There he is. That's Howie. Meanwhile, the team that played last night was stargazing in the afternoon. Ha! Strike one. Ha! Strike two. Ha! Struck him out. Right? 76ers. Stargazing. Howie, foot on the gas, get a deal done. Right? I know getting a Kawhi or a LeBron is a bigger deal than trading a third-round draft pick to get Golden Tate, but the point is that...
Hey, we just operate within the parameters in which we have to operate. Howie, this is football.
Howie wasn't going to get denied
exactly. Making
his team better.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a running back, but he went out. Like, Golden Tate is such a huge upgrade over Nelson Agholor. It's a huge upgrade. I like Nelson. He's going to be... It'll help him to have Golden Tate there, even if he has less snaps.
Mm-hmm.
What Golden Tate will do on the field will give Carson Wentz and this team so much more.
Yeah, man. I had tweeted this out earlier. I thought I slept on it and woke up feeling good about it. One of my earlier tweets was, you know, Golden Tate is arguably the best wide receiver on the football team right now. And I know Alshon has had a great return to the lineup, and that's why I said arguably. So it would be between those two. And he's certainly the most versatile wide receiver you have on the team.
he's easily
the most versatile wide receiver. The thing with Alshon is that Alshon lines up one place and one place only.
Yeah, he's one-dimensional.
Yeah, he lines up on the outside.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. He makes we can sit here and we can say, yeah, you know, with Jordan Matthews improves and maybe Wiles is coming back and Alshon's been good. And you remember, you got Ertz and you have Goddard. We're making up reasons why
all
the wide receiving core is good enough, right?
Well, all good things.
Before.
But it just got better.
Yeah,
like this is different. Like, you can have – they didn't have – I mean, listen, their receiving core was good last year, and there were no Pro Bowl receivers on the team.
No, yeah.
You just got better at the receiver position.
You did.
Yeah, you got better by adding Golden Tate to this core. And, I mean, this should make things a lot easier for Carson as a player back there. Should make things – a lot easier for Doug as far as, you know, what plays do you want to draw up? It'll be a little slow to get to where it's ultimately going to get in December.
Yeah, they'll start them off with some.
Yeah, I think, what did Doug say?
12.
12 plays?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be 15. Really.
20.
Yeah, 15.
Let's run those
plays.
Same
yeah.
plays again, get yeah. back out on the field.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I see what he's saying. He was saying 12
looks
plays specifically, not 12 plays in a game.
Right.
Right, you know,
I'll
give you 12 plays that you know you can run. If I call one of these 12 plays, I know you're going to know what to do on these 12 plays.
Yeah, he'll be able to play that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you'll be out there for just 12 plays.
Half the snaps, maybe, if not more.
Man, I want him out there as much
more.
As possible.
888-729-9494.
I want him out there as much as possible.
So, like, we're hoping that the other teams are paying attention to what Howie Roseman has done since he retook over the Eagles. He has taken this team by the stones, and he said, this is what we're going to do. And you know what? He's got it done.
Mm-hmm.
All right? These teams need to get this done. So we asked you which Philly team needs to add a star more. Right now, it's about 50-50. I wanted to read some of the responses, and then we'll go to the phones here. Lou Costanzo says, the Sixers are so much closer than the Phillies at this time. To not add a superstar is a complete and total waste of the process and everything we've endured. I'll wait on the Phillies. I don't want to wait on the Sixers anymore. And I agree with 100%.
Yeah, that's fair.
They need to add, either by draft, free agency, or get lucky. They need to add a third guy.
And listen,
period.
It's obviously the Sixers are closer, right? Like you said, one player isn't going to change the Phillies. I'm just saying, when I look at the Phillies, you want to build off what you did last year. You want to try to increase that momentum and the fan experience and get fans back on board like they want to be to come down to that ballpark. Then you had better add a name to this lineup this offseason.
They're on life support right now without adding a player, right?
The names are Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. And this may be a good thing that Manny Machado's market is going down a little bit, if you believe some of the reports out there. Because I don't want to sign either guy for more than $240. What did I say? 6 years?
200. Oh, good luck.
What did I say? 6 years? 40 million a year? 6 years?
I think you were up to eight last time we talked.
No, I never said 8 years.
You will be up to eight.
6 years. Well, for Bryce Harper, I would.
We'll get you 15 by the end of this process. All right, let's get some phone calls here. Let's go to Tyreek in Levittown. Hi, Tyreek.
What's going on? How you doing today?
All right. Hi, Tyreek.
What up, Tyreek?
It was Tyreek. Sorry, they said my name off. So.
All right.
It's all good. So I want to talk about Golden State and a little bit about the defense. So I think I give the Golden State trade, I give it a B. Reason why I give it a B is because Demaryius Thompson was in the fourth, and I would have rather had Demaryius Thompson Golden State. That's my personal opinion. He's not the burner that I wanted because I thought the burner was more of a need, but obviously he's a bigger upgrade than Nelson Aguilar on the outside. So you did get better that way. He can, once he gets the ball, he it's like a running back. So once again, open spaces, and that's his thing. He's a yak yarders guy. The yak yarders monster, as they call him. So I think it was a good upgrade. And I guess I give it a B. I think that the biggest thing is to see how much does the score per game go up. Right now we're at 22. Do we get up to 26, 27? But if that's the case, he might be close to being Super Bowl bound again. But if we're at like 25, then you win the division and maybe the 10.
Say that last
one
again.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on here.
So what I was saying was, you want to see how much does his score, does his production increase your scoring per game? Right now, you're 22 points per game as far as scoring. Mm-hmm. If you go up to 27 to 30 points per game just by adding him, then you're back to Super Bowl bound.
Yeah, you're right.
If he only puts, but if he only pushes you back to only like 25, 26, you win the division, but are you going to compete with LA and New Orleans? That was my point with that.
Right. Well, I mean, Ike. Mm-hmm. You have said that you believe now this elevates the team to you're not going up to the Rams or the Saints right now, but it elevates them up to the top of that second tier with some other teams that are right there.
Yeah, Carolina.
Yeah,
Minnesota.
I listen. Right now, after watching them play the first half of the season, you couldn't look at their play and say, yeah, they got a chance to do it in the playoffs. But the point is that this is going to help point them in the right direction to get the offense going by week 14. Now teams are being like, damn, the Eagles look really good right now, right? And that's what this trade does. That's where I see this trade right now. It just points Carson Wentz in the right direction. It gives him it gives him a go-to guy. It gives him a guy that he knows he's going to be able to throw the ball to anywhere on the field, and the guy's going to make a play on it.
Another weapon.
Yep.
I mean, look, we everybody likes to talk about these new toys that are out there at the quarterback position. You know, Jared Goff, Pat Mahomes. Well, I'm not telling you the guys can't play. They were both first-round picks, and Jared Goff was the number one overall pick. You know what? Jared Goff and Pat Mahomes' job is easy. It's easy when you can throw the ball to A, B, C, or D.
Mm-hmm.
Or hand it off. Their jobs are easy. Their defense doesn't have to be perfect. You know why? Because the offense can score 30-plus with no problem.
No problem, yeah.
With no problem. I watched Aaron Rodgers go up and down the field on the Rams Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, you can do that.
It should have had more than 27 points.
Mike, I'm just telling you, if the Rams are probably going to have the first over. They're going to be one or two based on their record so far. Mm-hmm. I don't expect them to lose a lot of games, right?
No.
Right? That's the weak division. Seattle looks better. But they're going to lose a couple games, and they want to lose
a couple games. I just need them to be ripe when we see them.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's all I need. The great thing about the NFL, there is no seven-game series. I don't need to beat the Warriors four times. Right? The NFL, you better be on your best that day, or you're going home. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of high seeds that have lost the first game after a bye week. Plenty of times. This happened. Mm-hmm. So the Rams, they haven't won a playoff game yet.
Nope.
If anything, they're not doing anything but building more pressure on themselves.
Well, you're right.
To have to win.
Because if the Eagles line up against them, let's say in the second round of the playoffs, what's going to be the theme that week? Uh-oh, Rams lost last year.
Yeah.
Eagles have all the experience. The Eagles are hot.
Yes, sir.
Maybe the Rams had looked kind of eh.
And not to mention we're going to take over the stadium.
Yeah, it's not
our fans are going to take over the stadium.
It's not a home field advantage.
Exactly.
The weather's not going to be bad, which is good for the Eagles. It's good for both teams, but it's good for the Eagles. Right, you're going to have to outscore these teams now.
You got to. You I mean, that's really what Howie realized, that in order to surpass those two or have any chance at beating those two, you'd better have the weapons to win a shootout.
Yep.
But you know when the Patriots beat the Chiefs?
Yep.
It was 43-40. Wasn't 20-17.
Yep.
Nope. You'd better be able to put points on the board, man. It's a new league. It's scoring.
Quick two. 5 years ago is a totally different league than right now.
You got to be able to put points on the board.
Let's go to Thomas in Charlotte. Hi, Thomas.
What up, Thomas?
Fellas. Hey, listen, I was thinking, I mentioned something about Nelson that I wanted to talk about, but you guys got me thinking about something else about putting up points. But I think we're going to see something that Doug has realized with the offensive line being banged up, man. Teams are going to start attacking this offense a little different. They're going to bring more pressure. I think that's probably what really put him over the edge of going to get somebody that's accurate in the slot or somebody that can be productive in the slot.
Because
think about it. If you blitz from the slot or you blitz from the linebackers, you're going to avoid the middle.
Quick throws.
Exactly. That's a great possession receiver to go ahead and move the chain.
But and he breaks tackles. Yeah, absolutely. And giving those little runs, those little routes.
Since he joined the league, he's been number one in yards after the catch. That's a yak king.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible what he does with the ball in his hands. But look at Nelson Aguilar. He's really been the only one that has stretched the field for us so far this year successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When he played on the outside before, you know, during the I don't even want to say his name, during that era, you know, the pressure was on him because he was the guy. He was the guy.
He was the guy.
Right? But now he doesn't have the pressure where he can line up as a Z and go.
Yeah.
I think it's again a great move. I said it yesterday, man, but I'm so stoked. I just can't wait to see what Dougie does with his play calling and to fix up the holes at this offensive line. Has got to just start playing a little bit better together. But I'm excited, guys.
I think the whole point about the quick throws, Thomas, is a valid point. You got to get the ball out of Carson's hands quicker. Put the ball in these guys' hands and let them run after the catch. Let them run after the catch.
Golden Tate.
Yeah, get the ball out. Let them get the yardage. If you don't feel that you can run the ball effectively, hey, that little quick rocket screen, the Golden Tate, he's going to get you 5-6 yards on that.
Because
It's rare that the cornerback that's covering him is going to be able to bring him down by himself. That's something else. And you know, quite frankly, I think the offensive line, man, the offensive line should get better, right? It can't get much worse. You know, these guys stay healthy. They should get better.
Agreed.
As the season goes along here, they should start blocking better.
Even with Lane being out a couple weeks.
Right.
Listen.
At least Vaitai knows he's going to be in there, so he has 2 weeks before he has to be on the field.
Vaitai can be fine.
Yes.
He can be perfect. He won the Super Bowl. He can be fine. God's going to step up around him as well.
Yep.
Hey, Ben, what did you vote on this poll? Ben Livingston, our producer. You probably wanted to vote Flyers, but that wasn't an option.
Yeah, I would have taken the Flyers in the second.
Flyers need a star, too.
They needed a star for about 600 years.
But if I haven't heard of the star,
Come on, man. Geez, there.
No, yeah, they need to. Yeah, but unless it's Eric Lindros, I probably wouldn't know who it is.
Yeah, I think Gritty is their star, and it's going to be like that for
Gritty
a while.
Gritty is their star.
I did say G.
And you don't need. Yeah, well, Ron Hextall could pay. Maybe he should take a page from Howie. I heard about these young players, and got this goalie. I've been hearing about goalies of the future for 25, 30 years here.
I might get Artemi Panarin next year.
I don't know who that is.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why I tried.
So who are you picking? Phillies or Sixers? Who needs the star more?
I got to go with the Sixers because when you look at the Sixers, they're in a position where they are so, so close. Baseball, you can win without a defined star. I mean, in 08,
oh, we
kind of had stars, but it was balanced.
We kind of had stars.
Who's the? They had one guy who had won MVP.
They had two MVPs on the team. Howard and J-Rome.
And Chase.
But that team had balance. You can win with balance in baseball. Basketball, you can't win without a defined superstar.
No, I agree with you there. Don't get me wrong. I'm agreeing with you, but we can't look at the Phillies like they were some Bad News Bears bunch that happened to just win the World Series.
You can't win an NBA title without a Hall of Famer. I don't think it's possible. Not anymore.
That's fair. Yeah.
And the Phillies won without a Hall of Famer.
But here's the thing, right? It's
baseball.
I get your point, yes.
Here's why I said the 76ers. The Phillies, even if you bring in Bryce Harper, and I firmly believe this, I don't know how much it changes the box office.
You
and Spike keep having that same reaction when I say that. They're not averaging 30,000 a night just by bringing in Bryce Harper.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Not even close.
Well, they got to win, too. They can't be going out there getting rolled up every night.
If they're
win baseball games,
well, So what are we talking about? If they're in wild card contention in July,
yes.
What are they averaging?
In other words, if they do the same thing they did this past year.
And they have Bryce Harper.
There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind.
A lot of people think they'll be selling games out. Nope.
They may not sell them out just yet, but I bet you if you brought Bryce Harper and Manny Machado in here, you know, I don't know if you can put a team together unless you put one like the Yankees have to, in order to get sellouts every night. Right,
it's tough. Phillies, you have to actually win, and then the year after you start to feel that.
Phillies did something special when they had that run of what, almost 300 straight sellouts. Yeah,
you wanted to go to the ballpark all the time. It was the place.
I don't know if you're ever going to see that again, but
well, Ike,
the star power attracts.
It does.
Bryce Harper is a star.
He is. He is. The 76ers are one star. A Kawhi Leonard. Damn it, watching that game last night, I was so mad.
Jimmy Butler.
They're a Kawhi Leonard away from competing for a championship.
If you get Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid, you may have a shot against Toronto.
Yeah, they don't want to give up, I don't know, who, Dario? They don't want to see him shoot 1-for-9 in Minnesota or whatever he's going to do out there.
I don't know what the hell's going on with Dario, but I rolled Dario out.
Well, apparently he spent all offseason for the international team or something.
They can have Dario. Zaire Smith.
They can have anybody but Ben or...
if they want Rocco, they can have him. And Rocco's hot right now. I don't know if his stock could be any higher.
Hey, he's hitting him.
He's hot right now.
He's hitting him.
This is the time.
No, they would take Rocco.
Right, because you get a replacement for Jimmy Butler,
but here's the thing. The Sixers are comfortable with those two guys building for the future. You know what you're going to end up having? Two guys building for the future for a long time, and then someone's going to leave.
Yeah.
Or something's going to go sour. You can't just look at it and say you have two young players we're building. You need to get a freaking player in here that's going to play with them.
Yeah, I don't want to rush the judge on Markel, but I feel comfortable in saying he's not a star player.
No, he can be a piece, maybe.
He may be a starting
he's not
point
number
guard
three.
Somewhere.
No, he's not number three on this team.
No.
Not on a championship team. He's not.
Hell no. No.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494.
But at least he's shooting.
Yeah, I mean...
He's pulling up at the free throw line, elbow, three-pointers.
I don't think he looked good last night, but what I've seen of him...
Did he play? I didn't even notice.
He didn't play well.
I mean, they were down by 26, and I'm like, okay, it's Markel time.
That's when he came back in, I think.
Markel and Landry Shamet.
Yeah.
I put that tweet out there that Landry's the third best rookie we've drafted.
Ooh.
Since Drew Holiday.
Might be. I like him. I like Shamet. 888-729-9494.
That was after he hit a three.
Listen, Sixers need a star.
I like Shamet, man.
I do too.
I like him.
You see what he's
going to be a two guard.
He's going to be JJ when JJ's not here anymore. That's what they're trying to groom him to be. And he can do a lot of those things working around screens.
He has a good looking shot.
Yeah.
And his shot looks good.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. 76ers need a star more than the Phillies. Absolutely, because they're right there and they are just going to be treading water as the number 2 or 3 or 4 seed. Not being able to get over the top.
But guess who's going to get the star? The Phillies.
The Phillies are.
Yes.
You're right. 888-729-9494. They were stargazing in the offseason, Ike. The Sixers were. Where's my buzzer?